FM and Lost. My guest this morning, he's a regular on Academy FM, David Foley, Chief Executive of Thanet and East Kent Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you, Chris. Good to hear from you.
David, this week's been a very traumatic time for a lot of young people as they receive their A-level and GCSE results. It is something that we've seen nationally now that it's been quite successful, but this year, of course, the teachers have actually made the decisions for the pupils. Have we any indication nationally how this has gone?
Well, we know that the grades are generally higher than, of course it varies from school to school, but overall we know that the grades are generally higher. Shall we say teachers are being relatively kind to their students. And of course what we don't know is the reaction of companies. We do know that in our area we have some great schools, not only in the state network, but you've got schools like St. Lawrence and brilliant in Thanet and down in Dover Girls Grammar School and so on, and I know that employers will respect that. And we must forget also that we've got the fastest growing further education network probably in the whole of the country, which is the EKC Group, with college at Broadstairs, five other colleges, Folkestone, Dover, Canterbury, Ashford and Sheppey, and they're very business sensitive courses as well. So I think people are looking for a job. It doesn't matter what grades they've got, but their quality of character and what the companies are looking for is people who are reliable, those good old-fashioned virtues of turning up on time and being polite to your boss. Let's not forget those either.
That's very true. Do you think it's going to put added pressure onto the universities? Because I think 45% of the A-levels were the highest grades.
I think the universities will have problems, and I think they'll be perhaps doing more internal testing. Certainly that's a feedback we're getting from some companies, some quite well-known companies in and around East Kent and indeed in Thanet, who, although they do look at the grades and so on, they go for these personal qualities and have started to do more and more of their own testing. They're looking for people who'll be successful not just now, but who might work for them for 20 years. So it's worth spending a fair bit of time in getting the right people with the right attitudes to join their company.
Yes, yes. And of course, a lot of local businesses actually take on apprenticeships as well.
They do indeed, and we're looking at quite a successful kickstart scheme. So if somebody's left school, they're currently unemployed, perhaps they're claiming universal credit, don't despair. The kickstart scheme is there to help you. I visited a company the other day that had five kickstart people there, and they were taking money, they were serving up the county, and they had a very promising future. So you shouldn't be defined by your exam results, but you should see them as a starting block. And of course, in many cases, schools will allow them to take the exam again if necessary. But certainly there are other qualities important to companies. It's not just your grades.
Yes, yes. And of course, we're in the middle of the holiday season. It seems so that over this last couple of weeks, people have been flocking to the Thanet beaches. Is this having a positive effect on the local economy?
Oh, I think you're right. It undoubtedly has. It's no surprise that it's been a pretty miserable year to date, hasn't it? For all sorts of reasons of which we're all aware. But it seems that it's still quite difficult to go overseas for a holiday. So if you're anywhere in the UK, you're thinking of where do you go, you might think, I suppose, of Cornwall. You might have difficulty understanding the accent a bit, but it's a very pleasant part of the country. But what could be better than East Kent? We've got some of the best beaches. We got the fastest train network, let's not forget, HS1. It's quicker by train to come here. We're accessible. You've got good road connections, some wonderful foods. And yes, I think we're going to have a pretty bumper summer. The one thing we can't control is the weather, of course.
No, that's very, very true. Well, we'll play a piece of music, David, and we'll come back to you and we'll talk about a big event that happened in July in Sandwich. Of South on Academy FM. We're back with David Foley, Chief Executive of the Fannis and East Kent Chamber of Commerce. Now, David, Sandwich was very privileged to host the Open Golf Championship last month. How successful was it for the area?
Well, it was successful. Of course, it could have been disaster, but I have to say it was so well organised by the RNA, the organisers of the world's oldest golf major, and Dover District Council and a few other people, because a few weeks before it started on the 11th of July, they didn't know if they were going to be welcoming 200,000 people over the week or no spectators at all. I mean, just imagine if you're sitting at home on your own dinner and 10 people turn up on your doorstep, you're supposed to feed them. That's difficult enough. But if 200,000, 45,000 a day turn up, it's quite difficult. What do you do? Do you order 200,000 bottles of orange juice? And then if the government says, I'm sorry, it's nobody, you can hardly send them back to the shop. So it was quite difficult to arrange. I would say the most challenging of the 148 opens that beforehand. But in fact, they were allowed 32,000 spectators on the four championship days. And I have to say, it was so well done. I was there, I saw it happen, the weather was kind. It was a brilliant time. In terms of business, it won't be far short of when it was last there in 2011, and 10 years ago. And then we know there was about £4 million spent on hotels and restaurants. And I think across the four districts of East Kent, the turnover was just over £12 million. So it won't be far short of that, and I think it'll probably be more. So it's a great boost, beginning of the summer season.
Yes, and of course it was worldwide TV coverage as well. And the Lynx course looked absolutely fantastic, didn't it?
Oh, it did. I mean, if you're a golfer, then that is the mecca to go. We run our own chamber golf day at Royal St. George's every year, and if we ever went anywhere else, I don't know where we'd go. I suppose to Augusta or something like that. But it's a magnificent course. There's a bunker on the fourth hole, which seems to be as high as Mount Everest, so it's very challenging. And of course, the Americans did very well this year because of the good weather. I was rather hoping there'd be a bit of rain and wind, and the Brits would are usually more used to that. But you're quite right, Chris. It was a great 4 days. It went very well. And we hope they come back again. I hope it's, less than 10 years next time.
Yes, yes. And finally, David, some sad news that local photographer from Sandwich, Rosie Anton, passed away. Did you know Rosie?
I knew her very well. She was our official chamber photographer. First met her in, 2009 at the Blériot Festival. That was it, when the Red Arrows flew over Dover. And she was the only one, all the nationals were there. She was the only one who got a perfect photograph of the Red Arrows. She was quite a character, well known to people throughout East Kent, particularly in Sandwich. She had her own view of life. I remember when I asked her to take some photographs our first business breakfast, she took them of people talking, but she also did about 10 of baked beans. I didn't quite understand why, but that was Rosie. Yes. A real interesting character, very good artist, particularly good at watercolour. And yes, she'll be a great loss to not only to companies, but to the social life generally of the area. And there is an old saying, isn't it? Who was it who said Hippocrates? Life is short, art is eternal.
Yes,
and for somebody with absolutely no artistic talent at all, I only sit in awe of people who can do that sort of thing.
Lovely. Well, David, thank you very much for talking to us today, and we'll catch up with you in September.
You will indeed. All the best, Chris. See you soon.
Thank you, David.